seems like to me when you're chewing that stuff, you couldn't help but well, you know.
And you get in your well, they're trying to stop people. It really causes cancer. But I get sore eyes. I don't mind a place of smoking around me, but it gets into my eyes and makes them sore. It really does affect you.
Some people smoke pipes. Others smoke what?
Some chew snuff. You ever heard of that? That old stuff. What is snuff? Is that tobacco?
Okay, they might smoke what? What are two things people smoke?
Smoke weeds, that's a common expression. It can be anything, see?
Smoke weed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you call it? What do you call those things that smoke? The short, white ones? You know what they call them?
White what?
The short, white things people smoke, and then the long, brown ones?
I never heard of that. What is that? Most of the tobacco things are brown.
Mm-hmm. You know what people smoke?
I never saw dope, so I wouldn't
know what color it is. They light up those what? They light up
cigarettes.
Or?
Oh, this pot, like they call
or
it.
Or long things, they call that.
Oh.
Well,
that's part of cigarette shape, ain't it? Them long cigarettes.
What
that's
they make
not
in,
a common name for it.
In Cuba, they make what?
Oh.
Cuban
cigars.
Okay.
There's some kind of a long cigarette they make there, too.
Right. When you make a gumbo, I meant to ask you, when you make a gumbo, what sort of vegetables do you like to put in your gumbo?
Well, it's like a jambalaya. You heard that boy, jambalaya. We're going to have a jambalaya festival maybe 2 weeks from now. All kind of herb seasonings. You have pepper, of course, common pepper. You have onion. You have celery. You have some kind of herb. I can't think of them all. It's something that don't go in everything. It's a mix of herbs,
okay,
and onions and tomatoes.
Well,
and you can put oysters among them.
Now,
fish.
If you leave an apple or a plum lying around, it'll dry up and the skin just does what?
Well, if it's a prune, a grape, it becomes a prune, ain't it? And grapes prunes.
The skin, you say, it just begins to
oh, wrinkle. That's why prunes come in, they wrinkle.
Yeah, shrivel.
Wrinkles, yeah, wrinkles. That's the only thing wrinkles, the prune. Apricots do.
Would y'all ever cut an apple and leave it out in the sun or anything like that and let it dry? Make snits, you know?
Dried apples, you could buy that. Dried apples, and they cook up nice.
The skin is all
Outer season. They generally peel them.
Yeah.
Well, that's more valuable than the apple. They call that pectin. The skin forms a pectin, which is very healthy to eat. P-E-C-T-I-N, yeah? And you cook apples. I get apples. Sometimes we get an apple, sometimes we get an orange. Well, the apples are generally half green, so I save them. I get them 2-3. The other day I just had one and I cooked it. And I had read the day before how they never peel apples and even leave the core in. All that contains that pectin, which is very good for your system. So I did that the other day, and then afterwards, of course, the skin was still a little bit tough. I eat the apple part out and spit the skin out.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the value of it, like calories, you know?
Yeah. Now, when you leave the skin, and those dried apples, the skin is all what?
Shriveled up. You know how to spell that?
Mm-hmm.
S-C-H-R-I-V-E-L.
Okay. Now, what type of beans do you have? Different types of beans? Do you get any different types of beans?
Well, the beans don't grow down. Beans grow down here now with all these little gardens. Butter beans. Snap beans grow plentiful down here.
Yeah.
What other kind of beans?